Welcome to our 21-day Overwhelming Victory podcast, where we discuss scripture from the Bible. We pray that this will inspire and encourage you in your walk with God. Let's take a listen to episode 2.
And so we've got another scripture.
Yes.
I get to read it, and it's very short, but a great encouragement. Deuteronomy, turn with us.
Yes.
Deuteronomy 20, verse 4, it says, "For the Lord your God is going with you. He will fight for you against your enemies, and he will give you the victory."
Amen. So good.
Woo. Boom.
I love it.
Yeah. Praise.
Straight party. Encouragement.
Yeah, absolutely. I wonder if people realize all these wonderful things within the Word of God.
Oh, exactly.
That's why you got to read your words.
Yeah.
It'll encourage you every single day.
Yeah.
But, you know, I, of course, love the fact that God is with us. He's going with us.
Yep.
There's that forward momentum, expression, "I'm going with you." What a great security that we have in God, no matter what we do. And this is where, you know, maybe some of us don't realize that even when we do the wrong thing or, you know, maybe take a path away from God, think of the prodigal. He went off and to do his own thing, but, you know, God was with him, speaking to him, calling him home. You know, it's not like, "Well, I'm pleased with you, you're living right, and so I'm going to be with you." No, nothing can separate us from God's love. So he's with us all the time.
And the confidence for victory comes from who's with you.
Right.
That's it, like if we actually live aware of God's presence, and it doesn't mean we have to be conscious 24/7. I'd love to be, but I don't know anybody that I know, unless maybe you, Pastor
Sam. Of course me.
But it's like conscious of God's manifest presence 24/7, maybe not. But if we actually were aware that, like, God, and believe that with all our heart, God is with us, as if that doesn't change your confidence for what you're walking into.
Totally.
It needs to totally readjust your perspective and, like, just looking at the context even of that, you know, that one verse that we read, but it's it's like he's talking to Israel about the fact that you are going to, you may face things that are intimidating because you're facing opposition that's seemingly bigger than you, but this is your opportunity to not be intimidated, not be fearful, because you're not putting your confidence in you and what you carry and what you, who you are, but in who's with you. Simple as that.
Exactly.
Makes me think, like, we've all been overseas. I was talking to someone about this the other day. I've been in cities or towns or locations where if I was on my own, I think I would have been incredibly nervous.
Mm-hmm.
But when I'm with someone who's local, I watch them, and if they're not nervous, I'm very relaxed.
Yeah.
Even in an environment, like if they weren't there, that would make all the difference, because it's an unfamiliar environment. I would feel unsafe on my own, totally different culture, don't know how to read the place. But when I'm with someone who knows and, you know, they can interpret, I just relax into it.
Yeah.
And then when they get stressed, it's like, okay, got to be on edge. But it's like God knows everything, and there's no one, there's nothing that's bigger than God.
That's right.
And so that's exactly what you're saying. Like, when we're with him, we can have such great confidence. It's got to be just a few chapters after this that says it in a different way. It says God will never leave you or forsake you.
Yeah.
So not only is he with you all the time, he's not going anywhere.
That's
he's not going to run out on you. Ooh. He's not going to, you know, forsake you. I think it's such an incredible confidence that it can give us, no matter what environment we find ourselves in. If we're with God and he's with us, so if we're conscious of that, I think that's the perspective we need.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, I think of it, you know, if you were to go into a doctor's office and you're waiting for the tests, and then the test results come back and they're saying, "Well, you've got a certain sickness or disease," and, you know, especially, you know, this horrible word called cancer that we've, you know, blown up out of proportion, that, "Oh my goodness, cancer, terrible." It is terrible, but God's in that room.
Yeah.
Yeah.
God knows the diagnosis. God knows the test results.
Yeah.
And so whenever, you know, there's trauma or difficulty or a phone call, like, you know, Russell received a phone call that just a few weeks ago that his dad was dying, to understand even in the midst of that phone call, "God, you're with me.
Mm.
You're with me. You're going to walk with me. You're going to be with me. You're going to give me victory. You're going to help me. You're going to heal me." You know, to have this awareness that whatever we face, throughout life, God is right there.
Yeah.
So we don't have to panic. We don't have to allow our hearts to be filled with fear. Yeah. We can go, oh, okay, God, help again.
Yeah.
Like we talked about before, you know, what does a child do? Help God.
Yeah.
Help, sorry, help Dad.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so I feel like as a Christian, these are the things that should be going deep into our hearts just to reassure us that there is nothing that we need to be afraid of, just like so many times God would say, fear not, for I am with you.
Yeah.
You know, don't be afraid. Don't be dismayed. But this is what humanity does.
Yeah.
You know, something happens, ah, the feelings, the thoughts racing. And I think that we need to get to that place of knowing God so that our feelings don't run away with us, our thoughts don't race away. We go, oh, but you're here, God.
Yeah.
You're with me.
Yeah.
You're going with me through this. And because he is a God of victory, well, we're going to get the victory.
Amen.
Amen.
And, you know, Russell's dad did pass away, but it's still a victory for his dad. He's in heaven, having a wow of a time now. we will see him again. Again, that's a victory because we're not parted forever.
Yeah.
We'll be separated for a time, but then we'll be together again. So, you know, just getting this God perspective always in our thinking, I think, is just powerful.
And then he will fight for you against your enemies. Like how powerful is that? And then, you know, well, this again is all the way through scripture that God will be fighting on behalf of his people. But also, you know, there are times I can think of examples in the Old Testament where it's like, stand still and do nothing.
Yeah.
I'll do it. And then there are other times it's like, no, here's the strategy. Yeah. You're involved.
Yeah.
And so it's not necessarily that we say, awesome, there's no role for me to play, but we get to partner with God. But our confidence is in the fact that God, and think about who he is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
These things are so like easy to say and they just roll off the tongue like it's nothing. But if we actually begin to consider that and draw the connection between that's my God and this is true of me.
Yeah.
That scripture is true of me. Like let that hit home and make it personal.
Yeah.
And God is going to fight on my behalf.
Yeah.
Totally.
Then, wow, I should expect some things to change. You know, like makes me think of when you're in, you know, like customer service or something. You know when you get someone that's professional and they're so good at it and they say they're on the case and you've got this confidence like, ah, it's going to be sorted.
Yes.
It's like, well, the ultimate professional.
Yes.
God says, leave it with me, I'm on the
case.
And what kind of confidence should we be living with? But, you know, like fight, that obviously, you know, I think sometimes then it's it maybe in a New Testament context for us, that's sometimes harder to, well, what does that actually mean? Because it's not that I'm fighting against people again. So it's not that God is against these people necessarily, but it's it might be these circumstances and the weapons of the enemy, the things that the enemy is wanting to do in our lives, that God is fighting this spiritual battle on our behalf. And so whether it is, health situation or financial situation or whatever it is, that there are natural things for us to do, but our confidence is in the fact that God is going to turn this around for us. We are people that have a supernatural God fighting on our behalf.
So good.
Thanks for listening to our 21-Day Overwhelming Victory podcast. We pray it inspired and blessed you. Tune in tomorrow for the next episode.